This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Bringing wine to a party can be a very disappointing experience, especially after you've invested a substantial amount of time and money to get just the right bottle. A few words to the wise after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
It used to happen to me all the time. Then I got wise. I would spend a great deal of time at a wine store trying to select just the right bottle to bring to a party. Maybe it was a gift to the host, or perhaps it was something special meant to be enjoyed at the affair. Whatever the case, there are some things that you really ought to consider before handing over the loot. First, if the wine is meant to be a gift, tell the recipient to stash it away for future enjoyment. Sign your name to the bottle and date it. Finally, attach a note describing the wine and why you chose it. If you don't do these things, chances are it will swiftly be consumed out of a red solo cup by one or more guests who think all wines are created equal and cost $2 a bottle. If the wine is to be consumed at the affair, tell the host your intentions. Otherwise, you'll be drinking cheap party wine and your contribution will get stashed away, never to be seen again. Most importantly, you shouldn't be afraid to encourage the host to be selective. The true wine lovers will really appreciate it, and the casual consumer won't know what the difference is. Whoever said life was fair? This is David Wilson, Uncorked.